Illinois Public Media. This is the 21st Show. I'm Christine Herman, in for Brian Mackey. We're just days away from the solar eclipse that's set to pass over southern Illinois. And if you want to see an eclipse, don't snooze on this one. We had the last one back in 2017, but the next total solar eclipse visible across the continental United States is not for another 21 years, according to NASA. And the next one in Illinois won't happen until September 2099. Communities across southern Illinois within the path of totality are eager to welcome visitors from across the country and even the world. We're joined now by two reporters who are covering all things solar eclipse. Carly Gist is a staff reporter with the Daily Egyptian, the student newspaper of Southern Illinois University Carbondale. Carly, welcome to the 21st Show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
We're also joined by Brian Munoz, interim digital editor for KWMU St. Louis Public Radio. Brian, welcome to the 21st Show to you as well.
Good morning. Thank you for having me as well.
Listeners, you can join the conversation. Give us a call at 800-222-9455. Are you traveling to see the eclipse? Where do you plan on going? And if you're already at your viewing location, what are you seeing happening in your area? What kinds of events are you preparing for? Our number, 800-222-9455. So, Carly, let's start with you. Tell me about some of the events happening in Southern Illinois at SIU, where you are.
Yeah, so SIU is partnering with NASA to host the Southern Illinois Crossroads Eclipse Festival. They're calling it the Crossroads Eclipse Festival because we're located right where the path of the 2017 eclipse crosses with the 2024 eclipse. And basically, it's a four-day-long festival starting today and ending Monday evening, consisting of a bunch of different festivities and events. There are only two events that are ticketed, Eclipse Day at Saluki Stadium and Eclipse Con. So everything else is free, but the stadium event is our biggest one. It's going to consist of a performance from, I'm not sure who all is participating, but I know our band, choir, theater department, and spirit teams are going to be there. So it's going to be a really cool production. And then the event is also a guided experience. So we'll have a representative from Adler Planetarium who's going to lead a team of experts that will guide us through the eclipse. So if you haven't been to an eclipse before, or I assume everyone will be a little rusty after 7 years, they're going to instruct us on where to look and when to look so we can make the most out of this opportunity. As for the Eclipse Con, I want to say it runs Saturday and Sunday. It might also go Monday, but that's a comic con that will celebrate science, technology, arts, and humanities. So there's a little bit of everything for everyone there. The rest of the events, as I mentioned, are free entrance, and we have a lot of them. There's an arts and crafts fair, several live music performances. Tomorrow I'm going to a cave concert at Shawnee Cave. There's also a science and technology expo. So the city is planning on keeping us all very busy, and it's going to be a lot of fun. There's a list of all these events and the dates, times, and locations on eclipse.siu.edu, so make sure to check that out.
Oh, perfect. We'll get that link added to our web posting from today's show so people can find that. Brian, what about you? Can you tell us some of the events happening in Missouri?
Yeah, for sure. And I think, they're so varied. It seems like every little town in the about 115 miles of the eclipse's width has their own little flavor. Like Carly, I'm also going to be in Carbondale for the eclipse. But notably, down in St. Genevieve, they're doing a big festival as well. And they're having kind of similarly the guided experience with some scientists, and you're seeing that push for accessibility really emphasized. I think throughout this eclipse experience, folks from the scientific community wanting to get folks involved from the general public and really explain what they're seeing and how special this really is. So, you know, some of the other ones that stood out on the Illinois side of the river, Chester, Illinois, the home of Popeye, the Sailor is having a big festival. All the way down to Metropolis, they're doing a Superman themed festival.
Nice.
So, you know, it's a lot of fun. And I think my favorite is in Makanda, Illinois, where the Rolling Oak Alpaca Ranch is having Alpacalypse, and it's going to be a viewing party there with the animals. So wherever you go, it's for sure going to be a great time.
I want to bring one more person into this conversation, Andrew Pritchard, meteorologist for our home station, Illinois Public Media. Andrew, welcome back to the 21st Show. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
I think a lot of people traveling for the eclipse want to know, what is the weather going to look like? What can you tell us at this point?
Yeah, the anxiety feels like it is palpable at this time as folks are looking at the forecast and whatever areas that they've either planned to make their trip or are kind of trying to make their last minute decisions. What I can tell you up front, I have to do my meteorologist thing and let you know cloud cover forecasting is tough. A lot of times, even the day before, we don't have a good handle on, you know, are we going to have some puffy cumulus clouds on an otherwise fair and, you know, sunny day that are going to block that out? Or, you know, where we think there may be clouds, are they going to clear just in time for that eclipse? And if there are some scattered clouds, it could still be a very cool experience. Now, getting to what people really want to know, I can tell you that as we look at Southern Illinois, the forecast looks really favorable at this point.
Good.
It's tricky in the springtime. I know there's also been some anxiety leading up to this. You know, spring is it's a busy time of the year for the weather. We have storm systems sweeping through, and we're in the midst of a pretty active weather pattern. So we actually have some clouds and rain showers, maybe a couple rumbles of thunder in the forecast on Sunday, the day before the eclipse. That system is going to sweep through right before the eclipse on Monday then. So the hope right now, the current forecast, is those clouds, that rain, would push out of Illinois just in time for Monday then to be one of those kind of post-frontal, clear, sunny, blue sky days before the next storm system comes in then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So it's kind of perfect timing for us here in the Midwest as it looks right now.
Yes.
Of course, we got a couple days to go, but you really couldn't ask for anything better if you're, you know, anywhere from southeast Missouri into southern Illinois over toward the Indianapolis area. There seems to be kind of a window here where, you know, heading down to Texas, you could be in that next storm system. You go a little further east into the Great Lakes, maybe you're still dealing with that system we had on Sunday. So looks good right now. We just got to keep hoping it stays that way.
I'm so happy to hear that. Thank you, Andrew. And if you have a question about the eclipse, our number 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. We've got a caller on line 2, Jenna in Rock Island. Jenna, go ahead. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, so what is your plan for eclipse day?
My family and I are planning to travel over to Indianapolis area this year. We went to the one in, we traveled for the eclipse in 2017. We did go to Southern Illinois for that one, so we're taking a different route this time. But I just wanted to call in and encourage everybody who can try to see this, to see it, because it just absolutely blew my mind in 2017, and I am super excited to see this one too.
What was it like in 2017?
So we drove down to Southern Illinois. It was about a 6-hour drive, and we found just like a park, like a state park. I don't even know if we looked it up beforehand or if we just kind of, you know, Googled when we were in the area where we should be, but we went to a state park and there was tons of other people there, lots of cars, lots of families. And, it was just, like I said, it was mind-blowing. It only lasted a couple minutes. We had our eclipse glasses and everything. We looked right up at it. But the thing that I didn't really anticipate was all the extras. I forgot her name, who was just on, but she said they're going to have folks telling spectators where to look and what to look for.
Yeah.
There was shadows on the ground. There was animals. You could hear, like, birds chirping and cicadas chirping because they thought it was nighttime or morning when it got super dark. It was just amazing. There was so much to observe.
Thanks for calling in, Jenna. Really appreciate it. So Jenna mentioned a 6-hour drive. There are a lot of people are going to be hitting the roads. Brian Munoz, I know you put together a write-up of sort of like, here's what you need to know about the eclipse. What did you learn about traffic, and what advice might you have for people who are considering making a drive to the zone of totality?
Absolutely. I have to echo our caller's sentiment. If you are within driving distance, get in your car and go. This is going to be the last time that there's going to be a total solar eclipse over this part of the bi-state here in Missouri and in Illinois for more than 350 years. And it's something you don't want to miss. 99% isn't 100% totality. So, you know, the traffic piece is something that a lot of people have on their minds. In Illinois, IDOT is suspending all projects for the weekend to help alleviate some of that traffic. But if you're coming into Southern Illinois, that 129 corridor down Nashville, Illinois, south to Carbondale will likely be, you know, a spot that you may face some congestion. But the best advice that I can give that has been echoed by Department of Transportation officials is leave early and don't leave right away.
Okay.
One of the big things in 2017 we saw was everyone left right away. And that's how you get those 15-hour log jams, you know, from Carbondale up to Chicago. So, you know, be patient, enjoy the region, enjoy everything that it has to offer, and really, you know, make sure you bring in all of those necessities that you need. And you can read some of those at our eclipse guide at stlpr.org/eclipse.
And we'll link to that in our web post as well. If you're just tuning in, this is the 21st show. We're talking all things solar eclipse with Brian Munoz at St. Louis Public Radio, Andrew Pritchard, meteorologist for Illinois Public Media, and Carly Gist, a staff reporter for the Daily Egyptian. Carly, you're down there in Carbondale. Are you already seeing people flood into the area for these many events that you mentioned are already happening?
So right now, I think everyone is just finishing up their last preparations because the weekend kicks off today. I haven't seen a ton of people yet, but I know we're expecting at least 30,000 just on campus. Most of, if not all of our hotels are fully booked for the weekend. I know that too. Touch of Nature, which is our school's outdoor education center, they're completely sold out and they're going to be hosting their own celebration out there on their campsite.
And Andrew, I want to go to you. We heard Jenna in Rock Island describe how amazing it was. And I'm curious if you could talk about the difference between seeing the eclipse in an area where there's partial solar eclipse, like not in Southern Illinois, and seeing the totality, what it's like, what difference is it, and is it worth it?
Well, see, I'm looking forward to getting into the it's worth it zone, because in 2017, I maybe had the eclipse coming up in 7 years in the back of my mind. I didn't quite as aggressively push south into Southern Illinois. So we left a little bit late in 2017, drove south into South Central Illinois, we'll call it there, and got into probably that 99%, which is just, it's not the same. It was a very cool event. There was a thunderstorm nearby, so I got that kind of rumble of thunder in the background as the sky went dark. It kind of turned into evening there, but I'm really looking forward to getting into totality this time and getting the full experience there. I mean, seeing the stars come out during the middle of the day. This is happening at 1-2 o'clock in the afternoon, depending if you're on a central or eastern time there. But early afternoon, just the middle of the day, to see something like this is going to be really, really cool. So I just echo what everyone has said here. Leave early to make sure you don't miss out on that. And, you know, if you're kind of on the fence, just go ahead and take that chance. I mean, what, spend a day on the road. It beats a Monday in the office, right?
And if it's cloudy, I mean, you gave us a really nice overview and it sounded very promising, but if it's cloudy, will it still be worth it?
I gotta imagine even a cloudy day, the middle of the afternoon with it going completely dark. I mean, that might even just, you won't see the sun, but that would amp up the experience. It'd be pitch black outside when you're looking at your clock. They're just finishing up lunchtime. So, I mean, yeah, it's just, if the forecast, you're a little bit uncertain. I just mentioned in 2017, thunderstorms were in the forecast. It was still a clear sky. We could see the eclipse, even with a thunderstorm ongoing behind me. So if the forecast looks sketchy, just go ahead with your plans. Just ride it out and see what happens. If it's a little bit cloudy, maybe get that well-timed break. If it's completely cloudy, maybe it still looks pretty cool.
Andrew Pritchard, usually chasing storms on Monday, will be chasing the eclipse. Brian, where will you be? You mentioned you're coming into Carbondale. Where will you be during those minutes of totality? Do you know?
Yeah, much like many folks across the region, my plan right now is to be in Carbondale and hopefully Slokie Stadium. I was a student there at Southern Illinois University in 2017 and experienced the eclipse and the fight, with clouds and understanding, what that all entails. But, I'm going to try to stay nimble. And if it's looking like we're not going to get it here, maybe it's worth a drive south here. But I'll be in Southern Illinois. My colleagues will also be around the region, as I mentioned before, in Chester, out in St. Genevieve, or even having a reporter up in a plane during the eclipse. So they will for sure get to see it. So hopefully, we can bring that back to our audience and all of you guys.
Carly, what about you? Where will you be on Monday afternoon for the totality experience?
So I'm going to be at Slokie Stadium and I will be watching for those 4 minutes of totality. But before and after that, I'm going to be out on the field with the rest of the Daily Egyptian staff, getting photos, videos, interviews. I'm really excited because I'm a freshman, and while I've covered events before, this is the first time I'll be out in the field with the full staff. And the story I'm going to be working on is about bringing families together. My family is coming from out of state to see the eclipse on Monday, and I imagine so many other students have friends and families doing the same. So I really want to make sure we get that highlighted. And then the newspaper is also going to be live blogging everything on our website that afternoon, and that's just dailyegyptian.com.
And Andrew, right before the show, you were giving a quick tip about maybe traffic, driving, finding an area where you might be able to avoid some of the worst traffic coming back. Can you share in 30 seconds maybe your high-level tips for
Definitely.
People who are listening?
Well, I mean, in Champaign-Urbana, we're kind of uniquely located here where there's a lot of roads that take us in a lot of different directions. So with a lot of traffic expected, I'm planning to avoid the major travel arteries. I'm going to avoid Interstate 57 north and south, you know, down to Carbondale, avoiding Interstate 74 over to the Indianapolis area. Instead, I'm going to treat it like a storm chase. I'm going to hit the back roads and make my way southeast toward the Terre Haute area there. I just kind of figure, and, you know, maybe I'll be surprised here, but hoping with more options there, the smaller state highways and backcountry roads, that we can just kind of forge our own path back home. But we'll leave plenty of extra time there just for any surprises and other people who might be thinking doing the same thing there.
Absolutely. Andrew Pritchard, meteorologist for Illinois Public Media. Andrew, thank you for taking the time to be with us today.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Carly Giss, staff reporter for the Daily Egyptian, and Brian Munoz, interim digital editor for KWMU St. Louis Public Radio. Thank you both for joining us today on the 21st show.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for having me, too.
We're going to take a quick break, but stay with us. This is the 21st.